Well, the old trailblazer rides forth again this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Well, come on, Dad. Let's get on down the road this morning. You know, I've never seen such opposition to the gospel of Christ as I'm witnessing in these days. You know, it seems the whole world is in rebellion against God and His Christ and His gospel for guilty sinners. The old Bible doctrine of blood redemption and the truth of a sinner's salvation has not been preached in so long until folks do not recognize it when they hear it. You know, they think that you are preaching a strange doctrine and they want to call you an outlaw preacher. Well, Dan, you know, here's where that fella took a shot at me yesterday. Whoa, Dan. Whoa, let's just take a look at it. Look there. You know, there's where that bullet struck that tree. Yeah, boy, he was cutting pretty close, wasn't he? But you know, I believe he was a coward. I don't believe he'll do that anymore. Well, come on, Dan. Now let's get on down the road. You know, I found out yesterday that feller's a cruel to his wife, just as cruel as a beast. You know, I found out another thing about him. He accuses her of running out on him. Huh? But you know, I find that he's doing that very same thing, and he's doing it to cover up his own wicked life, and he takes it out on her. You know, I found that true in every case I've ever examined. And I also found out he's one of the elders down at the church. You just wait. It won't be long until he do one of two things. He'll either clean up or clear out or come repenting and get saved, or he'll beat it to the briar patches or cottontail to the broom sage. We'll see what we'll see, Dan. Well, here we are, Dan. Whoa, whoa. All right, you just stand still here now and let me tie you. All right now, Dan, you just take it easy, and I'll walk on over here to the church this morning. I see crowds gathering, and they're not quite as nervous as they were yesterday. Well, good morning, folks. Good morning. Just glad to be back with you again this morning to bring you another study on the Book of Romans. Glad you're gathering here. You don't seem quite so nervous as you did yesterday. Well, let's get our books and get right down to our study this morning. Open your books at the first chapter of Romans. And let's read the same verse we did yesterday. Romans 1:16. All right, now you look at it. I wonder how many of you memorized that verse yesterday. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. All right, now let's notice that we got into that verse of Scripture. That's Paul's text. You'll notice in the introduction, the first 17 verses, as the introduction to this book of Romans, and we find that it was written by the Apostle Paul, who was an apostle, and we find that he's talking about the gospel of God in that first verse, Romans 1:1. And he gives the introduction there of how that he wanted to go to Rome, how he loved those Roman Christians, and how he prayed for them, and how he was a debtor to them to preach the gospel to them, and so on. And then he opens up and gives us his text. And we ought to look at that text a little more this morning before we go into a further study of the book, beginning with the 18th verse, which is the first main division of the book. Takes in the first and second and nearly all the third chapter of the world guilty before God. All right, let's read that again. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now, we saw yesterday that the gospel, the word gospel means good news. Good news to a guilty sinner. All right, what is that good news? In 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, we find there that the gospel is the death of Christ on the cross, according to Scriptures, as our substitute, that he was buried as our scapegoat, and that he rose again the third day as our justifier, according to God's word. Now, that's good news. We're going to look in it, into it a little bit this morning. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of it. Now, I'll tell you, my friends, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not. Folks have said to me, well, look here, old trailblazer. Look here, Parson. You said you'd been preaching 25 years before you got saved. That's right. All right. You're not ashamed to tell that shame. Man, that's grace. God to left me alone would meant I'd gone to hell without warning. All right. I'm not ashamed of it. I'll tell it everywhere I go. And so once some fella said to me the other day, said, listen, preacher, let me tell you something. We know you're saved. Why do you keep telling it? I said, because you're not saved. And I'm keep telling until you get saved. Then I'll keep telling it until the other fella gets saved. And I'll keep telling it until God calls me home. Because as a result of it, that's my testimony. I said, the sinners will get saved. They'll get broken down. And I had a preacher one day to say, listen here, preacher. Do you think I'm lost because you didn't get saved until after you had preached 25 years? I said, that's between you and the Lord. I said, if you get mad at my testimony, you take it out on me, it's a good sign you're not saved, and you'll go to hell without warning. Yes, sirree, Bob. All right, now listen. He said, I'm not ashamed of it, neither am I. It's the power of God. It's the dynamite of God unto salvation. The dynamite of God. Brother, you know what dynamite does, don't you? You know what TNT does, don't you? Well, the gospel is TNT. Well, it's worse than that. You know what the atomic bomb does, don't you? All right, the gospel is the atomic bomb. Brother, it blasts. It blasts. It's the power of God unto salvation. All right, that word salvation, let's stop and look at it just a moment this morning. Salvation. What does the word salvation mean? Well, literally, it means deliverance. 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 All right, deliverance from what? All right, let's see. What is a man by nature? Man by nature is a son of Satan, so it's a deliverance from Satan. So the man by nature is bound by sin. It's a deliverance from the power of sin. All right? Man by nature is totally depraved. It's a deliverance from death unto life. That's what it is. A deliverance from death unto life. It's a deliverance. All right? Salvation, then, is a deliverance. Supposes, then, that the human heart has got to be opened by the power of God's Holy Spirit, and a person's got to come to see his real need, his real condition, what he is. God shows it to him, and then by his own power, he delivers. You know, salvation is not only a deliverance by power, but deliverance by blood. Salvation has two aspects to it, deliverance by blood, deliverance by power. The children of Israel in the land of Egypt were first delivered by blood, the blood over the doorpost. And then at the Red Sea, they were delivered by power. God put the blood there. They put the blood. That was safe. They were safe under the blood. And then they came up to the Red Sea, and God opened the Red Sea, and they came across, and the enemy was drowned. A deliverance by blood, a deliverance by power. But another thing you'll find about salvation, salvation includes justification. Justification supposes us to be perfect in Christ Jesus. All right, you've tried to justify yourself, haven't you? And when you came up in the presence of the Lord, I heard a little woman praying the other day, and she said, you know, Lord, closer we get to you, more we find out about you, more we find out about ourselves being so wicked and sinful. All right? You know, God opens the heart by just letting his presence brood over the sinner until he comes to see himself, and the sinner finds he has no righteousness. More he tries to justify himself, more he realizes he has no righteousness whatsoever of his own. And so, therefore, someday he throws up his hands. Just throws up his hands and admits, I've got no righteousness. I have nothing. Lord, you have to do the justifying. And you know what God does then? When that sinner throws up his hand and says he has no righteousness and gives up all claims to self-righteousness, gives up all claims to natural goodness, gives up all claims to any merit of his own, then God imputes a righteousness to him. Brother, Satan hates imputed righteousness. My, does he hate it. He hates imputed righteousness and calls it nonsense. Well, brother, that's what I'm relying upon this morning. And God imputes his righteousness to that poor old sinner. All right, look at that 17th verse. Look at that 17th verse. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Therein is in what? the gospel. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, according to God's word. And when God reveals the gospel to you, that is good news to a guilty sinner, he shows you in that gospel the righteousness of the Son of God, and he imputes that righteousness. You find out you need a righteousness. You come to realize that you have no righteousness, and you begin to cry unto God for his righteousness, and so he gives it to you, just outright gives it to you, imputes it to your account, and therefore you stand pardoned before him. You stand acquitted before God. You stand justified before God as if you'd never sinned, in the righteousness of the Son of God. Started writing this morning. I got out here praising the Lord for his righteousness. I've got none this morning, but thank God for his imputed righteousness. And then, my friend, in salvation, we find redemption. Redemption. In there, we find our sin debt paid. We find that we have bought back from the market of the world, from the market of sin, bought back by the redemption price on Calvary's cross, never to be sold again, never to be sold again. Isn't that grace? God bought me one day with his price of his own blood, never to be sold again in the market of sin. And you know, I find in there forgiveness. Forgiveness of all of my sins in the gospel because Christ died. Because Christ died. No wonder it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Just believe it. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed. Now, you don't find that in books. You don't find that by reading. You find that by revelation of the Holy Spirit of God to your heart. And that he was just revealed. How? From faith to faith. From faith to faith. What does it mean, from faith to faith? It means that as Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness, so we believe him and it's counted unto us for righteousness, and we just keep believing it from faith to faith. We just keep believing it. The faith that saved us is the faith we live by, because the just shall live by faith. You just keep going back to the time when God imputed his righteousness to you. You just go back day by day and feed upon that thing. You beat out a path. You beat out all the briars and every doubts and fears. You beat out all the thistles out of that path. You go back to where God justified you, where he imputed his righteousness to you, where he counted you as a lost sinner, as he counted unto you the righteousness of Christ. So you live from faith to faith. The faith that saved you, you live by, and you keep that path beat out. Just beat out clean all the time, going back to where he saved you, and you're just resting completely upon the righteousness of Christ day by day, just upon him. Oh, how marvelous. And my friend, all evidences may flee away someday, and you don't feel like that you're saved. You don't feel like you've got any righteousness, and yet you see all your old wickedness and sin and hell come up in your heart and life. But then by faith, you beat it back to the path. You beat the path back there to the place where he brought you down as a lost sinner. You come back as nothing. You come back as having nothing. And there at the feet of Christ, you look up again by faith, like he did the first time. And seemingly, you get all converted over again, don't you? Well, in the morning, we'll bring you another message from the book of Romans. And until then, we'll have to be riding. Well, come on, Dad. Bless your heart. God's moving down there, isn't he? He's quelling all that opposition and bringing folks to listening, and they're going to see those deacons and elders and other Sunday school teachers. And you know that old one, that woman who's president of that WMU there, she's stirred this morning out of her boots. Well, my Lord is real. Yes, real.
Thank you for listening to a special Old Trailblazer broadcast recorded by Pastor L.R. Shelton. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, please call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658. Or you may write Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. That's Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785.